Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can have you reach thousands of local people.
Springtime, different matter.
Get your campaign. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
That's right, you are right over these things.
Platinum plays DJ Steve 93.2 FM. Keep it locked.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Sounds like this. Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
They're dead. They're dead. They're dead.
Sounds like... Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m.
This
is
why this court is so appealing. Believe that he can win it.
That makes it stick out. That makes it stick out. That makes it stick out. That makes it stick out.
So Robin Safford's journey at the Canada Pro
Sounds like 2 weeks
ago in the qualifying.
Sounds like this. 93.2 FM Sheffield Live.
Well, hello, hello. Sounds like this. On your Sunday, Sheffield Live. And, springtime. Maybe not today. But it's definitely here, which is nice. Longer days. Gives you that kind of strings and things feeling in the background. So, this one is a pre-recording. I'm elsewhere in elsewhere land. So hopefully we'll give you enough reason to stay tuned and enjoy the tunes. I'm kind of in the process of moving, so slow process. So it's going through your stuff time, you know? Probably a strategic error on my part, but certainly one that I'm sure is shared by music heads out there. I started with my music, because, you know, and then... obviously then you end up finding stuff you've forgotten about. So a lot of the stuff today, there's going to be some new stuff, don't get me wrong. Such as this in the background, this piece of beauty which I'm talking all over, which I need to stop. So but there'll be a lot of older stuff as well. This one, Fabiano Do Nascimento.
O meu mestre que me ensinou a curar. O tempo foi o meu mestre que me ensinou a curar. Passei 3 dias de luz debaixo do vento. Debaixo
Love that, love that. One of those new tracks that sound like an old track. They're called Curio Curio. They're out of Austria.
Yeah, I mean,
named after a Brazilian bird. And you heard the track Bem Querer. For this one, an all-time Stone Cold classic. Former Brazilian Minister of Culture, no less. Tropicalismo legend. With DJ Tahir on the remix, is Gilberto Gil.
Primazia, guys to do it, but they had to play, I think, Wednesday
or Thursday, so they didn't have that much time. Oh, boy, baby.
I'm waiting on your reply. No, I say, I can't.
Yeah, sounds like this on a Sunday. A little spring uplift. Do you know what? When I did that interview with Takuya Nakamura a couple of weeks back, which should be up on Mixcloud now. He loves radio. He loves doing radio. And we had a big chat about radio, which I didn't include in the interview because we're both talking about the fact that we do different radio. We do radio throughout the year, different times of the year. Music really reflects that. I often notice that in the autumn and winter, a bit more on the down-tempo vibe. It's only dark when I arrive at the studio. Summertime, springtime, different matter. That's despite all the horrors going on around the world at the moment. We've got to keep a space. So you just heard, well, in the background actually, and the one before that, two tracks from an unbelievably good album. Shy One. A second album is called Marley. She's a phenomenal DJ as well, if you get a chance to hear her. It's got a mixture of kind of like house, Brook. I don't know, well, I should call it really vibes, but just check it out. You heard I Can Tell with George Riley. I've been playing Northwest quite a lot. And this one's called Same New Song. And before that you heard Bright Days Collective, or Out of the Bright Days Collective. Quite a few of them. Isco, Rico. You heard the track from Sam the Man. All new stuff so far, and I was promising you some old stuff. Gonna go there in a bit.
Miles an hour faster for 2026 there at the top, and the green player is within 4 feet of the line. Over 50% of her shots are within 4 feet of the line, so her opponents are feeling off balance and rushed.
The difference today is that she faces a player who is at the top of the world rankings. They've met four times. It's not the first time they met, but the last three meetings all have come this year after a massive gap, and John Sabalenka is the one who's come out on top. And interestingly, Sabalenka has gone back to a sports psychologist after the checkout.
Yes, people, this is Frank Bonnie of the Sound by This Radio on Sheffield Live. Big up yourself, I'm gonna go my way, love!
Because she hasn't been able to do it here. So this is huge for her. This is a huge match. This is the marquee match. Osaka, a lot of players hitting at the same pace that she's hitting, including her opponent today.
Earlier today, we saw Sabalenka, okay, down at Arangi. You know they have their gym, and lots of them are doing stretching, they're doing weights and things. She had this board in front of her with loads of numbers and colours, and she was dancing around, and her eyes were going from number to number, and it's all to do with improving her peripheral vision.
I tried that in the 80s, it didn't work.
Well, there we are. For different reasons.
So there you go. The better player will win. Now, who can see the dots quicker?
No, I have seen that in the past, trying to improve the peripheral vision with ball throwing, but that numbers and the colors, wow, that was 10 levels up, Claire.
That's why your body came in my direction.
I was standing out on tentacle earlier, only for about 10 minutes, and I promise you, I was so hot, I thought I was going to faint. And I am really glad for them that the temperature has just started to lower a bit, and it increases even more. My admiration for Novak Djokovic for coming through that match and throwing up that court. How tight will it be? It's going to be a thriller. Your winner, John, Mike is.
Wish I could be with you every day. Just what a great match. I'm not sure.
Tracy is going to head off to the commentary box.
I'd do anything to get back to that.
City girls do. old woman climbing the stairs, collecting unclaimed dreams. She's folding up those days. Up those days.
Yeah, Thomas, she said, is going to be the
on the river that flowed on the tide, discarded memories stopped frozen. Did you lose this housing city by the stair? Did I lose my years to just dreaming? Let these days by. Ones that won't pass. See the days rest, days upon days. Just let them blow.
Yeah, the sound of Two Banks of Four. And this was... They're essentially... Do you want to say something?
We are very shortly going to head off to
it is a pre-record from home.
On BBC One. This match will continue on iPlayer.
Yeah, they're essentially Galliano, Valerie Etienne, Rob Gallagher, but with
again.
Demas, who's
coverage
done a lot of production over the years for
BBC
people like Young
two,
Disciples.
On we'll be back after
the
bassist
Andy Hamill as well was on there. They did three albums. And yeah, if you're looking for a relatively cheap, at least on CD anyway... sort of stuff from the early 2000s that's kind of between that broken beat and jazz space, I'd recommend their three albums. You heard what is it called? Unchained.
Hello.
From
I'm
the
John
album
Taylor.
Three Street World. For my mind, their best one out of the three. And this one from the album City Watching, which came out on a really good label called Circus, which again, if you want to kind of find some tunes from the early 2000s that are like really, really good, look for Circus, spelled S-I-R-K-U-S. This one's Street Lullaby.
Bronze at best. Hello, hi, I'm Alan Partridge, and talking is what I do. For those who don't have the webcam, it's a rock brass hand doing that.
Windows evening.
through streets of
Rome. More Alan than ever lullabies. Before. Watch now on BBC iPlayer.
Street lullabies. Since I woke up today.
This is one of the Tea Time News with Clive Myer.
With hours to go, England make their final preparation.
Blackbird is watching.
Mexico.
Your high is
wild. The fans do their
clouds
best.
Clouds roll moon.
For Harry Kane. The
day.
On the eve of the game. England's manager.
The
Street
lullabies. Since I woke up today.
Since I woke up today. to Sammy Mockbell in Mexico City for us. Now, Sammy, when might we get the starting 11? And Thomas Tuchel seems to think the altitude won't be a problem.
Yeah, that's right, Clive. The atmosphere here now, we're still 7 hours away from kickoff, but it's really building behind it. Obviously, the Wetland shirts are out, the Dawson flags are out. They're also amazing to be present ahead of what the next football is.
Dear, thanks for your letter. Sounds like you're living life the way you wanted, and that makes me smile. No, I hadn't heard Bjorn Borg retire. Thank God one of us has a finger on a sporting pulse. No records left to collect, you complain. Borg, Brolin and an unknown tennis trainer released something recently. No doubt your contacts in the Stockholm underworld can source that gem. Got back the other day to find the pub on the corner had been burned down. The dark London street story that I won't burden you with now. Determined as I am to write you some life-affirming shit and not drag you on a regular trawl through the night seas to see what crawls. Yeah, I know they cast in their lots to see who can get the old pub's lease and turn it into more luxury flats. Brick by brick, the infiltration has begun. I feel mood enough to take a spray can in hand and step to the boarding, but as yet I can't think of anything witty or on point enough to be up there. Yet the drunkards still own the park. D's still there in your old flat making beats and still owns the night. While this street can still shapeshift and make you quicken your pace on a late night return, so I suppose we still have time. But make no mistake, my friend, I'm sure some barricade somewhere has started its calling. I'm so sorry we missed each other when you last came to town. I heard from Inde you sat with her, telling stories for 3 hours as she put some extensions in a client's hair. She told me about Cuba, cigars and sacred drums, of arguments and bars, Dante, the colour of Christ and the only true poet, the South China Seas, remembered Fei Yun, the Buddhist master. How can we obtain truth through words? When she quoted your immature writers plagiarized mature writers still, I was back in a bar in New York, Lower East Side, when you shouted out. Maybe it was yourself. Maybe I wasn't there. Maybe it slipped down between the years. My memory is exactly that now. But my friend, you definitely have a convert there. If you ever need your hair braided, and I know that's a long shot, then she's your girl. As my man Scratch, or maybe it was Rakim, no Monk, or more probable all of them, as some sage said, you gotta check the new style. I'm assuming you are still running an Old Testament blades to hair ratio, and it hasn't fallen rudely out of you. If that's the scenario, then my sincerest apologies. Saw Mr. Brennan in the Holloway Road yesterday. Walked past with a bag of potatoes on his shoulders. I didn't stop him, he wouldn't have had a clue who the hell I was. He didn't back then, even when we used to spend months sleeping on his sofa, explaining every morning which one of his son's friends we were. I guess that's the price you pay for any more than 6 children around the Holloway Road area. I think of you often, and hope we see each other as soon as is possible. Until such time, may the winds be at your back, the dice be kind, and the gods turn the occasional blind eye. Sincerely yours. Beyond the clouds, beyond the sun, the rebel without a cause.
Sounds like this. The Sunday Times, 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
So we all astray. There's nothing else to do.
a different you. As we love the lost again, I'll never love again. Oh baby, now we are apart. There's nothing we can do in a different place. I see another you.
By an intense after delivering his speech in the nighttime heat.
Yeah, sounds like this.
Watch the fireworks from a VIP.
Sounds like this on a Sunday. Chris Welch through till 7 o'clock. And I did say to you that I was going to pull out some of the old stuff that I'm kind of finding, sort of relocating.
Earlier,
I guess
the president struck.
That means I lost it. As I sort of pack things up. And you heard two tracks from two banks of four. One of them from the album City Watching called Street Lullaby. One of them from the album Three Street World. And then you heard another track with, going under the name Earl Zinger there, but basically Rob from Galliano. He's going under many pseudonyms. With Coop. In fact, two tracks from Coop. One of them called Beyond the Sun, and the other one featuring Yukimi Nagano from Little Dragon, because in the original Coop, Waltz for Coop album, which came out, I think, in 2002, 2003, was a big one with us and sort of across the.
We rebuilt our military,
I guess,
in my first
jazz,
term.
Broken beat, all that
we
kind of scene. She was
actually,
kind of like, I think that sort of launched her career, and then after that she obviously went with Little Dragon, and she's recently had a really good solo album out, so you just hear I See Iran, a Different You. Then he did two albums, Coop, they were brilliant, and that one, Coop Islands, was kind of the one which didn't get the sort of land that I think that the first one did. It's a really strong album, so I kind of like, well, I refound it on CD, and I thought, do you know what, I'm going to see how much it is on vinyl, and yeah, £376 on Discogs, so clearly... Clearly, it's a sought-after record, even if it didn't necessarily get the same reception at the time as the first one. Okay, bang up to date. Galliano, they've released, it sounds like the Galliano show today. Anyway, so Galliano just released a mini-album called Unreliable Memories of Contested Conversations. And this track, I think, is the kind of natural successor to their sort of, well, their live hit, I guess, called Jazz, which I'm a big fan of. So this is called Acid Jazz Revenge.
The 100th British Grand Prix has ended in controversy after the Red Bull driver Max Verstappen crashed with
5 like music, walking out of a Duffer's stockroom to a stand at the Kickers and Wallabies in the Diaby Street summer of love for happened or not, without the nudges of money and its technological friends that now make us come and go to go and come, thinking we're thinking but we're money, but then we were shoes, shoes and dreams and one or the other, unsaid and unspeaking, building other worlds with some leftovers. Something like music, kids in the better world, getting glimpses of something just above our heads. So we put our arms up as jazz was in the acid life before the screams made them too heavy to hold there. Searching a top shelf and it's just above our heads, it's all just above our heads, but not battling in your hands and giving you the neck ache and your blood will rush like yamming down a hard dough sandwich at the school face. Something like beyond music or ahead of, instead of, something more and less of, it's something like older but still with its hands up, it's inevitability and unacceptability to keep on and on and on and you don't stop, it's a low level hum, it's something just above our heads, reachable and unreachable, heard but not found, scratching at the door, passing through the fields, everything was possible, nothing was lost.
Galliano, Acid Jazz Revenge. This is, sounds like this.